What did you think of what you saw as you were touring the Alabama areas as well as the Florida areas that were hit by Ivan?
Well, I've been around the business of disaster relief and recovery ever since my days as a congressman from the early 80s, and I'm not sure I've ever seen quite the devastation, not only the number of homes with the trees in the living room or in the bedroom on the second floor, but just the natural devastation, trees down everywhere. And I'm sure it's not just along the coastline, it's inland, and then you have the associated problems with flooding. So it's that the 45-second TV clip doesn't tell it all, but I also witnessed and heard a tremendous spirit from the citizens of Alabama. It happened to us, but we're hardworking folks. We're going to help each other out, and we're going to recover. And federal government will be a partner in that recovery effort.
Now, your reason for coming down here, I'm told, was for assessment, to assess the damage and assess the recovery efforts and the relief efforts. What is your assessment of those relief and recovery efforts that you saw?
At first blush, it looks that we prepared adequately to get the ice and the water and the generators in a couple communities. I think we're a couple generators short, but working with Bruce Bowen, your statewide emergency management director, we're filling the gaps there. So the big challenge that science certainly gives us an opportunity to deal with is preparing for the event. I think we did pretty well there. We will be setting up a disaster recovery center so the people can actually come in and go over this list of federal programs that we have and state and local programs that you might have to help them. So preparation is good. We've just begun the recovery portion.
Let me ask you a question from your standpoint. You now own FEMA, as Director of Homeland Security. When we think of Homeland Security, most of us think of terrorism and law enforcement and that sort of thing. Does this provide what might be kind of considered a distraction from the other efforts that you have to do?
Well, it's a great question, but it's very apropos, and it's apropos that it be asked, because when we pulled FEMA, which had been an independent agency, we decided to make it, for the country's benefit, an all-hazard response agency. The Federal Emergency Management Agency is the best response and recovery agency in the world. Nobody responds at the federal level, at the national level, like us. But now that they are within the Department of Homeland Security, they have easy access to people and technology that's distributed throughout the agency. They use Coast Guard helicopters or helicopters from the Border Patrol or the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. They've got volunteers down here from the Coast Guard Auxiliary or from our Citizen Corps. So actually, because they're in the agency now, they've got other people and technology at their disposal. And frankly, natural disaster, terrorist event, response and recovery is important. These are the men and women with the expertise. They have the passion and the compassion about helping people and communities out. So it's not a distraction. It's part of their basic mission.
So what's at the top of your list to do once you get back to Washington, or once you get started working on the after action from this trip?
Normally the first priority immediately is get the basics back, get the water, the ice, get as many generators as you can, get the power back on. Because of the devastation of this storm and the couple that preceded it, we still have a challenge with the housing. Literally thousands and thousands of homes in Alabama, Florida, the Carolinas, or other places, for which I think we need to find more than just rental housing or hotel rooms. So the Federal Emergency Management Agency is building put orders in. We've got some mobile homes, trailers, pre-manufactured homes have been ordered or on the way down. But I think we need to get as good of an assessment on that need and begin filling it as quickly as possible.
How many do you think it'll take?
Well, I don't have the assessment in from Ivan, but the last time I know they had ordered 10,000-12,000 already, and I know they're going to need more. So when we get the assessment from Ivan, couple it with what we had before. And unfortunately, there's a lot of flooding in northern states going to be associated to just a horrific rainfall, and we may need it even more depending on what we get up there. So it's to be determined, but a heck of a lot more than we've got available now. We need to identify them. If they're not manufactured, get them manufactured and get them down here.
Does it appear as if the evacuation efforts worked?
From a Homeland Security perspective, preparation is the name of the game. As a matter of fact, this is National Preparedness Month, and I just have to commend Governor Riley his emergency management team and other state and local officials. They saw it coming. They knew it would be horrific winds, devastation through the eye of the hurricane and elsewhere. You move 500,000 or 600,000 people out. When I toured some of the coastal area today, but for that evacuation, you know, people were just inclined to try to ride out this storm. That was done without any fatalities, that whole evacuation. I'm afraid there'd have been some. So I think the best way to be prepared in the eye of a hurricane is to get out of the way. And the states did a good job. And I give credit to the citizens. There was enough credibility associated with what the governor said. They worked out, the public safety officials worked out the routes to get them north rather than east or west, which might have put them in the eye of the hurricane. Everybody did a good job.
One final question. What lessons learned do you bring from this?
Too early to tell. But, again, once we get much further down the road, we still have to focus immediately on some recovery needs. We'll sit down and we'll talk to the governors. We'll talk to the emergency management professionals. I've already had a couple of suggestions from folks that I don't want to vet publicly, and they weren't criticisms, but they just said in longer term you may want to consider this, that, or the other thing. That we'd be foolish if after any of these incidents we didn't go back and look at the game films. You know, even when Auburn or Alabama wins, a coach takes a look at the game film, see how you can do it better the next time. Well, we're going to have to do the same thing after every disaster. What could we do to improve our ability to either prepare or respond?
Secretary Ridge, I appreciate it.
Good talking with you.